This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
Landing gear down and locked. Main gear touchdown. Hurley now deploying the drag chute. Ferguson rotating the nose gear down to the deck. Nose gear touchdown. Having fired the imagination of a generation, a ship like no other, its place in history secured, the space shuttle pulls into port for the last time. Its voyage at an end.
Sound from just moments ago, Space Shuttle Atlantis gliding to a stop for the last time. Good morning. It's Thursday, July 21st, and joining us now live from Cape Canaveral, Clara Moskowitz, senior writer for space.com. Clara, what are you seeing now?
I'm seeing everybody just still looking at the runway, trying to catch a last glimpse of the shuttle, which has come to a complete stop in front of us. The mood is just really exciting around here.
Exciting? I mean, I would imagine it would be emotional. How would you describe the way people are feeling as they watch it come to a stop for the last time?
You know, I think that it has definitely been emotional, and it will be, but that final moment of landing, even if it's the last one, is always triumphant. You know, everybody just let out huge cheers and clapped because it's this amazing feat, and I think people were just so happy to see it come home safely.
Clara, you could hear the wavering in the voice of Mission Control announcing it coming to port for the last time. What are your thoughts about what the next step would be?
Yeah, you know, it's definitely going to be a tough time for NASA in the years ahead because they want to move on to a new program of exploration out to maybe an asteroid or Mars, but that's going to take some work, and they haven't really decided what kind of spacecraft they want to take there. So we're going to go through a tough transition, I think.
Clara Moskowitz, senior writer for space.com, will be talking about the Atlantis more all throughout the day. Good morning, America. Good night, Atlantis.
Emotion today, but one thing's indisputable. America's not going to stop exploring. Thank you, Columbia, Challenger, Discovery, Endeavor, and our ship Atlantis. Thank you for protecting us and bringing this program to such a fitting end. God bless all of you. God bless the United States of America.
It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, Thursday, July 21st, saying goodnight and goodbye to an era, not just a space shuttle.
Closing of a chapter, and we're going to have full coverage of what this means for a human-piloted space flight, both in the United States and around the world, all morning long here on The Takeaway. But let's get a check on some of the other stories we're following this morning. President Obama says he is now open to accepting a stopgap debt ceiling agreement. The president says he would be willing to push the August 2nd deadline back by a few days if lawmakers use that time to finalize a broader deal. The president tells KMBC television there have been signs of hope this week.
Finally, some Republican senators stood up and said, we know we need more revenue. And some Democratic senators stood up and said, we know we're going to have to make some spending cuts. And if we have that kind of philosophy, then over the next couple of weeks, hopefully we'll put this behind us.
The debt ceiling will be one item on the agenda of President Obama, who will no doubt be putting in a call to the astronauts at the Cape Canaveral Space Center down in Florida this morning.
Triple-digit temperatures across almost half the country, more than 140 million people now under heat advisories or warnings. And France and Germany have agreed on a common position ahead of an emergency European debt crisis summit getting underway this morning in Brussels. And Wells Fargo has agreed to pay an $85 million civil penalty for steering thousands of potential prime mortgage borrowers into more costly subprime loans.
In addition to a $108 million FTC settlement reached for Countrywide, which we'll also be talking about this morning.
Asian markets and European indices are mixed. Futures are mixed. The Dow starts at 12,571, the S&P at 1,325, the NASDAQ at 2,387. To mark the landing of Spaceship Atlantis and the future of American space travel, we'll speak later this hour to astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson. How will you remember the legacy of the American Space Shuttle program? What does this emotional moment mean to you? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or text the word TAKE to 69866.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.